This is KUT. Austin's Robert E. Lee Elementary School has a new name, Russell Lee. The Austin School Board voted 8-1 last night to change the name. And as KUT's Kate McGee reports, for some school board members, it was a difficult vote.
The school board had three options to choose a new name from. Russell Lee, a photographer from the school's neighborhood who started UT's photography program, Betty Mann, a former teacher at the school for nearly 40 years, and Wheeler's Grove, a nearby park where African Americans used to gather to celebrate the emancipation of slaves. The board approved Russell Lee at the request of the school's Campus Advisory Council. School board trustee Amber Ellens represents the area.
This name change is really only happening because the school asked us to make it happen. The decision among name choices has come to us solely through the hard work, long hours, and collaborative efforts of the school's leadership within its Campus Advisory Council.
The school asked the board to change the name from Robert E. Lee after the racially motivated killings in Charleston, South Carolina, prompted a national conversation about Confederate symbols. The school community recommended the district change the name to Russell Lee, and board members said they should honor the school's decision. But some, like Trustee Ted Gordon, said they still had a problem.
It seems to me that the name Russell Lee was chosen precisely because it's reminiscent of the previous name. In being reminiscent of the previous name, it is being chosen to protect the sensibilities of those who don't care about the sensibilities of those who have been, in some sense, damaged or grieved by the Confederate name itself.
Trustee Paul Saldana voted against the name change.
86 facilities of AISD are named after individuals. 78 of the 86 school names and facilities are named for white individuals. 12 out of the 86 are named for African Americans. 12 out of the 86 are named for Hispanics. And 0 are named for Asian Americans. When I think about the teachable moment that we have, for me, there is nobody who influences the mind, the young mind of an individual, than a teacher.
Russell Lee was white, but Saldana says in a school district that is majority students of color, the board should consider increasing the diversity of school names. The board ultimately voted to name the school's kindergarten wing after Betty Mann, who was also the school's first African-American teacher. Kate McGee, KUT News.